leaders. We're getting smaller in number, just down to 11 full-time workers at the moment. Scripture is central to what SAZA is doing. Reading the scriptures to service men and women. Personal evangelism among the forces. And Jesus says, go into all the world. And we believe that includes the young men and women in Her Majesty's forces. Now, back in August, we remembered the centenary of the First World War. SAZA had already been going for 75 years when World War I began. And I've resurrected this slide from 3 years ago when we had all the 11s. And the top left-hand corner, the UK military and Commonwealth military dead, 886,342. And I'm sure you know that round the Tower of London, they had 886,342 ceramic poppies, remembering each life that was lost. And when you add in the civilian fatalities, that takes the death to over 1 million people, just in our Isles and the Commonwealth's soldiers that came to help us. Bottom left, operations since 1945, that's actually now over 3,500. Personnel have died in our armed forces since 1945. There's only been 1 year that there hasn't been a fatality through action, and that was 1967. So it says something about the world we live in, and sadly, it seems to be getting worse rather than better. Back in 1914, ASR Harry Wisby was serving with SAZA, and in 2014, ASR Paul Somerville is serving with SAZA. This poster was doing the rounds at the time, Daddy, what did you do in the Great War? And if you look closely at the father, he's a bit pensive, perhaps regretting something he didn't do. I've changed the title to say, Daddy, what did the church do in the Great War? Well, praise God, SAZA served then, and we serve now. At the outbreak of World War I, SAZA sent 12 of our scripture readers with the British Expeditionary Force to Belgium and France. ASR Wisby, he was involved at the Battle of Mons. And the roll call before the battle was 28 officers and over 900 men. The roll call after the battle was 2 officers and 111 men. And over 500 had been taken as prisoners of war. He was involved at that with SAZA, and then he returned back to the UK. He actually served as a scripture reader for 51 years until the age of 75. Some of our World War I scripture readers. And this is Sergeant Huxtable and his young son, one of our early SAZA members. In the first few weeks of the First World War, over one-third of the members of SAZA were killed in action, including Sergeant Huxtable. At the outbreak of the war, the army could only muster 117 chaplains, but by August 1918, they had commissioned 3,416 chaplains. So they obviously saw the need for chaplaincy in the military. Theodore Bailey Hardy was a very courageous man. He was awarded the Distinguished Service Order of the Military Cross, and then was invested with the Victoria Cross by King George V in person on the battlefield. Sadly, he died as a result of wounds he sustained on the battlefield rescuing injured personnel just 3 weeks before the First World War ended. And his medals, the VC, our nation's highest award for valour, the Distinguished Service Order, and the Military Cross. Now, the battlefield has changed a lot technologically since SAZA began 176 years ago. But the servicemen and women still have the same needs to get right with God. Scripture readers like Roddy McLeod, Nick Wilson, Meg Atkinson, wearing a uniform, which is a great privilege, going into working environments, recreational facilities, wherever they can give out God's word. I'm sure many of you have seen these replicas of John's Gospel. I'm not sure if you're aware that 43 million of these were given out during the First World War. 43 million. And this is just an excerpt from what one soldier was to say afterwards. He said, when your small testaments were distributed on the common at Southampton, I, among others, accepted one in a more derisive than a complimentary manner. I little dreamed that I should use it and find in it great consolation in lonely hours. I have learned to realise the great personality of the Saviour. When at night I have been on duty alone with him by my side and the Germans about 30 yards away, I realised that I needed more than my own courage to stand a strain. When the shells of the enemy have burst periodically at my feet, I have marvelled at the fact of still being alive. It's often been said there are no atheists in the foxholes. And praise God, we can still give out God's word today. Psalms has three aims: to encourage service personnel to get right with God, to encourage those who are serving, and to link SASR members up as they move around their career. Now, I'm just going to give you an overview this morning for the sake of time and just focus on one scripture reader. We have two readers in Germany. Sadly, that mission field is drawing to a close now as all our forces withdraw from Germany. Please pray for William Wade and his wife Tulsi and their two children up in the northern region of Gütersloh. And also pray for Ray and Donna Hendricks up there in northern Germany as well. Bonnie Scotland, we just have one scripture reader, David Murray, working with the army around the Edinburgh garrison, so please pray for that. Principality of Wales, we have Bob Elliott as our travelling reader, covering several bases in South Wales, Chepstow, Blandford and Killearn. Please pray for Bob. He's been in a very dark place of late. Thankfully, he's now coming through that situation. And pray for Anne, his wife. And Gareth, his eldest son, Timothy, his youngest son, he is just coming out of the army at the moment. Moving to the north of England, we have Catterick Garrison, a huge place in the context of the military. And at the moment, we just have one reader there, Lee McDade, Lee and Amanda with their children. And Lee covers the infantry training regiment. And here he is to tell you something that he's been doing recently.
Hello there, my name is ASR Lee Page and I am posted now to the Infantry Training Centre in Catterick, the ICT. I'd like to tell you two stories about some experiences I have in the ITC and how I've been able to tell the recruits and permanent staff the good news of Jesus Christ through these different experiences. The first one comes around because I usually talk about my food ministry. It's become somewhat of a joke between the scripture readers. So I decided when I was posted to the infantry training centre, I would get really stuck into doing some physical activities. And when I turned up, and the padres recommended to me that I go tabbing, which is a forced march, 8 miles, is £35 on your back. I don't carry that much, but to do this forced march every Wednesday with a platoon called Waterloo Platoon, who are on rehab. They're soldiers that have had injury, and just to get them back up to fitness, they do what they call one of these tabs, an 8 mile horse march every Wednesday morning. I thought that was a brilliant idea, so I went along. Padre never turned up to this one, so I said, yeah, I'll do it with you. And off I went on the march, fantastic. Did it the next week, began to talk to some of the guys to try and encourage them a little bit, and also get a bit fitter myself. And it was absolutely fantastic. And then the sergeant major of the platoon asked me if I would do a 13 and a half mile log run, a charity with them. And I was just about to say no, and he said, yes, I'll put your name down anyway. So I ended up doing the 13 and a half mile log run with them as well. And I started to wonder whether this was going to have any sort of spiritual input at all. So I decided that I probably wouldn't do any more tabs, because after the 13 and a half mile log run, I found I had a bad injury in my hip. But the following week, I was invited by the sergeant major to come and speak to his whole platoon. I had 40 men to myself. They put me in a room with these 40 guys, and it was an absolutely wonderful experience. I had a whole hour with these guys where I was able to tell my testimony, how I came to faith in Jesus Christ, explain the gospel to them, and also gave them an opportunity for questions and answers. And it was absolutely amazing. It just shows you that there is a little bit of gain and there's a little bit of pain, and the things that you do for the Lord do pay off.
SASR work on the premise of friendship evangelism, getting to know service personnel and then having the opportunity to introduce the Lord to them. Meg Atkinson, MBE, our senior scripture reader on her 41st year with SASR. If any of you know Meg, you'll know she's our action lady, does a lot of sport. One of the things she has done faithfully is gone to Nijmegen for 34 consecutive years, marching 100 miles every year over 4 days, taking the gospel. So as we plan, we have Nick Wilson and Dolly, Suzanne and Robert. There are currently three large army garrisons there. The current plan is that 5,000 of the soldiers returning from Germany are going to be reassigned to the Salisbury Plain. So please pray that we can recruit another reader for that area. Roddy McLeod is at Purbright with the young recruits. Wellington Barracks, the seasoned guards. Keel Barracks with the medics. And Headley Court, where you go for rehabilitation after life-changing injuries in Afghanistan. Lee and Debbie Phillipson, our Army script reader across at Winchester. And the reason Lee's such a good reader, he has his own mission field at home. And it's currently the Army Technical Foundation College. Tian de Klerk is our South African script reader in Borden in Hampshire. Please pray for Tian and his wife Sana and their children. Kevin Wadsworth works with the Royal Engineer recruits at Minley Barracks. We have six part-time script readers. Paul Leonard is our deployment or cyber script reader, basically linking up electronically with those on the battlefield. In Northern Ireland, we have three part-time readers, Ken Surgeon in Hollywood, Bob Barber in Lisburn, and Paul Somerville in Aldergrove, and he is also the area representative for Northern Ireland. Sally Clark has recently retired after 22 years as a part-time reader. Derek Yarwood, a former full-time reader, is now part-time at Thorny Island. And Ron Hill is part-time reader at in Shropshire. Now, unless you get a good memory, you won't remember all those. Sazer conveniently produced a prayer bookmark. They're on the table at the back, so please do pick one up on your way out. I'm going to play you just one testimony now from a young soldier from Northern Ireland.
Hello, I'm Gaston St. Holland. I am at Prince Paul Stark's in Borden, and I'm training to be a medical mechanic, and I love the Lord Jesus, he's my personal savior, and I've been saved by the grace of God, so I hope he's on what that means, but it's never like me, definitely is. I'm originally from Northern Ireland, London Derry. My father is a Presbyterian minister. I became a Christian approximately 3 years ago, when I was convicted of my sins. So I decided to join the army, to serve God, and hopefully spread the word of God around Borden and wherever I go. And I'll be in the army as long as God wants me to be in the army. And hopefully life will be saved through the word of God.
Please do pray for Christians serving in the military. It is a tough environment to be in. Please remember the families. Many of them are Christian, and of course they are not immune from the pressures of life. And pray for the chaplains. Many of them are SASR members, and I'm sure they would value your prayers. How true this is here. God and a soldier, we are like a door. In times of danger, not before. The danger past and all conflict righted. God is forgotten, the soldier slighted. And here's just a recap now to draw things to a conclusion.
We never think more about life than when we're faced with death. The Soldiers of Airmen Scripture Readers Association works among those who often stare death in the face, military personnel and their families. Our workers, with the approval of commanding officers and the agreement of military chaplains, visit soldiers and airmen at their places of work, places of entertainment, and barrack rooms. They tell them what the Bible says about life and death, along with God's plan to rescue them from the sting of death, giving them a life more worthwhile than they could ever imagine. These workers are known as scripture readers, because they concentrate on reading and explaining to those who want to listen the contents of the Bible.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
All right, thanks. How are you?
I'm Cass.
I come to this section quite often, and I've got to know the guys quite well.
Scripture
readers are men and women who, after service in the military, desire to tell their former colleagues what a difference faith in God has made to them. They seek to show that faith in God is not pie in the sky, but a reality that brings them peace in the midst of trouble. Scripture readers explain the significance of the Bible's account of the terrible yet wondrous death of Jesus, the Son of God, and of his amazing return to life. They encourage living the way God intends them to live, by strength gained from faith in him. The military has six core values: courage, loyalty, discipline, integrity, selfless commitment, and respect for others. All these values are found in those who have true faith in God and allow God to guide them through life. A soldier is a better soldier when under the command of God. Scripture readers are dedicated to bringing the means of being a better soldier to the notice of servicemen and women by promoting faith in God.
Hey guys, check the ball tree. What about this? Morgan Makeover.
The Soldiers and Airmen Scripture Readers Association receives no funds from the government or the Ministry of Defence. The Scripture Readers are able to continue their work only through donations from the general public.
Okay, how can you help? Well, one thing we can do, I've already mentioned prayer. Santa produced a monthly prayer letter. They're on the table at the back, so please feel free to take one. And hopefully you've got a copy of the Santa News. There's a response slip inside there. And if you're interested in any other ways that you can help Santa, be it practically or financially, please see me afterwards. I've given you a copy of the Current Ready magazine that comes out twice a year. Again, you can sign up for that through the Sazer News and also the monthly prayer CD. So please look at the literature as well. Eight prayer points I'll leave with you to close. We have a real need for more readers. Please remember service personnel, particularly those deployed, service chaplains, spouses and children, those who grieve, those undergoing rehabilitation, those who become Christians, and pray for Sazer's new executive director. Thank you. Okay, the next hymn is